to go ahead and see that governments, government officials, any kind of an official, leaders, the media, begin to understand what this cause of Baha'u'llah is about, how gravely we are being persecuted, why we are being persecuted, because these are our universal aims and teachings and so on. And if we arise to do it, friends, we can do it. But we must not let the opportunity slip through our fingers. It's too precious, and it won't come again. I think Baha'u'llah in one of his writings says, opportunity comes but once. It's not going to hang around waiting until you feel you're better qualified, or till you've had that baby, or you've got a better job, or you think that your mother won't be too upset because you are giving more time to the Baha'i faith, you see. It's no time for excuses. There isn't that much time, perhaps, left in the world. But above all, I think what we all need to take away from here is the spirit that we have felt here. And what is that spirit, if you analyze it? You haven't been deluged in a flood of administrative spirit. When you were sitting yesterday in the House of Justice, you weren't sitting there thinking, oh, how beautifully this is organized. Look at the ushers, the way they parole up and down. Look at the way they give us a piece of paper when we want it. Look at the way they guide us if we ask a question. You weren't thinking of that. You were thinking of how wonderful it all was and under the shadow of the House of Justice. But what you were experiencing was love and unity. That's what we all feel here, particularly at this convention more than any of the other conventions. A love and a unity that is a vibrant thing. Abdu'l-Bahá says that the whole theme of the Baha'i revelation is love. He says, for that matter, that it's the theme of the universe. But he says the whole theme of this religion is love. And if we can't show that love to our fellow men, above all, if we can't create it in our local communities, we might as well go and be something other than Baha'is, because we will have failed. We have to love each other, not hit each other over the head with rule on page 83, or because a committee or somebody has voted for something, now I can strangle my fellow Baha'i to pieces with it. That's not what the Baha'i religion is about. The administration is a vehicle. It's a vehicle to teach the Baha'i faith. And what is this ocean of water that is supposed to flow through these channels? Love. The love of God for mankind. The love of man for his creator. The reflection of it, of love in society. Of love inside of our communities. Stop criticizing. Stop backbiting. Stop denigrating other people, because we all know there's a great deal of it in the communities, which is probably, if anything, one thing could be said to be holding back the Baha'i faith, it's this. And learn to show this love inside our communities towards each other and outside towards humanity, because they are starving to death for love. And I'm talking about Baha'i love. I'm not talking about the kind of love that people keep yapping about outside of these walls. I'm talking about the love of Baha'u'llah. Because without this, who wants the Baha'i religion? I don't. I'm not interested in the Baha'i faith because of the administrative order. I'm not interested because of all these wonderful teachings. My mind tells me that these are true. But that's not why I am a Baha'i. I am a Baha'i because I believe that this force of love from Almighty God through Baha'u'llah, the Master, Shoghi Effendi, is pouring into the world and will create the unity which is the purpose of Baha'u'llah's revelation and will establish a new world order and all the rest of it, divine civilization, divine culture, and so on. But it's not going to be done without love. And I think that the Baha'is have to remember this, and surely love is something that is not so complicated. We don't have to read a lot of books to understand from our writings how to show love towards each other and towards the people of the world. Friends, the meeting is now thrown open to the floor so that the delegates can express their views.